Westlock. The Westlock Red Lions had a great week on the diamond and not only posted a pair of wins to move into top spot in the North Central Alberta Baseball League, but hosted a May 27 clinic that drew over 100 young ball players. In league play, the Red Lions started the week May 23 with a 13-4 road victory over the Fort Saskatchewan Reds, then followed that up by splitting a Sunday May 28 doubleheader with the Parkland Twins. The Twins took the opener 8-7, while the Red Lions rebounded with a convincing 13-7 victory in Game 2. The 2-1 week has the club sitting at 5-1 in the NCABL, which has player-manager Chris Brand smiling as they begin to enter the heart of the season. It's been a good start to the year. Especially because the top four teams in the league make the playoffs, you want to separate yourself from the bottom as quickly as you can, said Brand. The club remains on the road this week and will square off versus the Barrhead Orioles May 31, then return to Keller Field June 8 when they face the St. Albert Cardinals. Giving back. Keller Field was hive of activity Saturday May 27, as roughly 110 young baller players ages 4 to 13 participated in the club's second annual, all-day clinic hosted in conjunction with Westlock Minor Ball. Brand, who coaches his son in minor ball and is the association's vice president, said it was a great day as it's important to keep ball thriving in the community. The Red Lions also got a hand at the event from some young women who've graduated from the program to help with the softball players. There's a lot of guys that are on our team who aren't even from Westlock, and they can even see the importance of just building baseball in the smaller communities, said Brand. The numbers in minor baseball have increased this year by 40 to 50, which is nice to see. Westlock has a rich baseball history and it's important to try and continue it. George Blaise, TownandCountryToday.com.